Good day and welcome to all as we have gathered here for the offering of this Mass on this Ash Wednesday. To all guests from other parishes or others who might be here from other Christian communities, a special welcome. And for those who may not have a spiritual home, a particular welcome to you. It's a blessing that you're here. Blessing all of us are here as we begin this great season of Lent, of our prayer, our fasting, are called to do works of charity and of service. Yes, also, I do know it is Valentine's Day on the secular calendar, which has led to all sorts of little interesting memes and things like that, little rhymes, such as when I saw one earlier today. Roses are red, ashes are gray. Let us all go to Mass together on this special day. Or somebody all, I mean, I've seen variations about that. So we can have fun with this as well. So it's a good thing. And also now probably like a lot of you, I've been watching the Olympics, the Winter Olympics over in South Korea. And one of the things that was on this weekend was curling. And it's this sport, and only my Scottish ancestors probably could have thought this up. You take a piece of granite, you polish it, and you slide it along a sheet of ice that I hit this target. And all those stones of those come on one particular island off the coast of Scotland. And lo and behold, there is a curling club here in Tulsa. I did not know that. And I had friends of mine that actually went, and they were doing that over the weekend, and now are experts at the, you know, critiquing all the Olympic athletes as they're doing those sorts of things. But it's interesting, whether it's curling or snowboarding or things like, you'll notice if you're watching the Olympics, how all of them will talk about the great sacrifices that they have made. The years of hard work, the years of training, the years of, they go into, and the sacrifices that they make, their coaches make, their families make. There was a young lady, 17 years old, won a gold medal in the United States, talked about thanking her parents, the years of sacrifice in order to be able to compete at that level in the Olympic Games. And actually, in her case, won a gold medal. Now, I don't know about you, but I doubt I'm ever going to compete in the Olympics. The closest I'm going to get is to watch it on television, and since one of the things I'm fasting now during Lent is television, so I'll be reading about it in the newspapers for the rest of the games. But that doesn't mean that we're not athletes in a different sense. Every one of us is a spiritual athlete. On the day of our baptism, we were anointed with consecrated oil. We were marked with the sign of the cross on our forehead. That's the things that the priest or deacon does. I claim you for Christ with a sign of his cross. And the parents and the godparents and others might do the same. And today on this Ash Wednesday, we begin this great season of fasting, preparing us for the profound realities of Holy Week and of Easter by being marked with the sign of the cross. Because we are called now into that, the day of our baptism, we're called into that spiritual contest, that life of Christ. And if you listen closely to the prayers at the Mass on Ash Wednesday, there is a militant edge. We're going into combat. We're going into the spiritual contest against the forces of evil, the forces of darkness. All of the prayer, the fasting, the acts of charity and of mercy, all of these are preparing us, just like those athletes have prepared for years to compete in the Olympics. We're being prepared to enter into the profound realities of Holy Week and of Easter, of our redemption and salvation in Jesus Christ. And we're lucky because those athletes at the Olympics, for a lot of them, it's a one shot. They got to compete. Once in a lifetime. For us, it's every year. Every year there's an Ash Wednesday. Every year there's a Lent. Every year there's a Holy Week. Every year there's an Easter. Calling us back to the profound reality of our salvation, our redemption in Jesus Christ, to proclaim Him that Jesus is Lord. That's what all the things for Lent, the discipline, is leading us up to. Because we have been marked with the sign of the cross. And today we take the ashes from the palms, from last year's Palm Sunday, and we wear this sign for two reasons. One, we're telling everybody who sees the mark on our foreheads, and hopefully it's going to be a decent shaped cross and not a smudge. I'll do the best I can. Deacon Nelson did a pretty good job on me at 8 o'clock Mass. I appreciate that. But those ashes on our foreheads are saying two things. Number one, we're sinners. We're saying that publicly. We are sinners in need of God's mercy and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. We cannot save ourselves. Think how countercultural that is. In our culture, I mean, it's all about who's winning, who's losing, who's up, who's down, who's in, who's out. And we are going to go out and say, with the sign of these ashes, I'm a sinner. So you can be an ambassador for Christ today when you go back to work or the classroom or you're in the checkout line at the store and somebody remarks about that smudge you have on your forehead. You can explain about why we're doing this. But that first sign is a sign of penance, a biblical sign of penance. The second is a reminder of our mortality. We're telling everybody, we're going to die. That's why the time is now. As we hear in the scripture readings, the time is now. Time is limited. We only got so many sunsets. The time is now. For that message of repentance and reform. And repentance is not just about stop doing bad things, which we should, but that ultimately, in its very depth, repentance is about the conversion of the heart, the transformation of our lives, giving our lives to Christ. We're saying that as well, with the mark, the ashes upon our foreheads. As we begin this great season of Lent, with our prayer, with our fasting, with our acts of charity. Because we've been called to be ambassadors for Christ. We're called to prepare. As the athletes that we are, as the spiritual warriors that we are, as the church as we are, for Holy Week and Easter, to proclaim to the world that Jesus is Lord. And these marks on our foreheads, by the way, are not so much for other people to see, it's for ourselves to see. We look in the mirror and say, yeah, I admit I'm a sinner. I need Jesus. Yes, I'm going to die someday. So the time is now. And not just about doing estate planning and all that sort of stuff, which is important. But the time is now for conversion. The time is now is for repentance. The time is now to live the life that I've been called to live, that I was baptized into. A life of Christ, a life of hope, a life of divine love and mercy in Jesus Christ our Savior.